called us there, petitioners and everybody who have been affected by this element of inefficiency. It is something that we didn't want to see it happen, but unfortunately it has happened. We seem to have been managed to have a recording gadget that the language system have provided on behalf of the unit, the secretariat unit. So they will then find a way as to how they then make sure that it is properly being kept into the records of the committee moving forward. You are Honorable Julia.
Sorry, man, with your indulgence, at our next meeting, can we just consider a report on what happened this morning, whose mistake it was and all that, because in order to toe the line and to get our functions straight, I think we need to iron out some of these things right at the beginning. Thank you, Jack.
That's a suggestion, Honorable Members. Any seconder to that effect, that we deal with these in details in the absence of our stakeholders. Honorable.
Yeah, Chair, I think it will be fine for procedural purposes, so that we are able, as he indicates, for us to be toast. I think it will be fine. Thanks, Chair.
Is there any concern with you for that? None. Therefore, we will do that, Honorable Julius. We'll put the matter on our agenda to look at what exactly transpired that led us to lose an hour without doing the work that we were supposed to. Having said that, we are going to start with the hearings, which in this regard, the petitioner is Mr. Paul Mkhize. That I'm sure if you can sit this side where there is a recording system and the audio visual. Of course, today, the 5th of November, 2014, the Select Committee on Petition and Executive Undertakings will be holding a hearing on the matter of the petition petitioned by Mr. Paul Mkhize, whom is here with us. He will, of course, himself call his name when the time is given. So we are going to, in the process, there are institutions and departments that are equally alleged to have been failed him, which requires to be involved. The case, as per the submission, it's relating to Mobro Hospital. Come again? Mobri Hospital, which falls under the Provincial Department of Health in Western Cape, and ultimate authority being the Department of Health nationally. So I'm sure that three or have been invited. I haven't seen of anyone from the hospital, Martin. The hospital is not represented here. We are having a representative of Department of Health coming from the Office of the Premier of the Western Cape. She will be invited to sit here also, so that, yep. And we are also have the Department of Health, which should also take a seat alongside the provincial department. The interpreter in our midst will be Mr. M.K. Sithole, whom we assume that Mr. Mkhize might want to speak in his own language when he's so required. You are not compelled. If you wanted to speak in English, you are welcome. But if you wanted to speak in Zulu, nothing stops you from that. We have arranged the interpretation to assist in that regard. We are now going to invite Mr. Mkhize to introduce himself and make a representation in the committee as we start with the hearing now. Honorable Mtlang.
Thanks, Chair. Just for clarity seeking, Chair, I just want to know whether is the hospital, as you are saying, the hospital is not present here. Did they have a formal invitation, a summon, and if they did they respond to be coming or not? Thank you, Chair.
Madam.
Honorable members, the request that was made was directed to the office of the MEC and the Department of Health, and they said they were going to take us through. However, they said the legal people are not around, but then they will send somebody to take the recording so that they can be invited again where other stakeholders would be available.
That's the answer, Honorable Mtlang. Are you satisfied?
Just a follow-up, Chair. I believe the Secretary does have a proof of evidence on what he's saying, because he must not be caught
at
thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mohapi.
Chairperson, in the last meeting that we held, we agreed that any person that is directly affected should not be invited via another person. That's what we agreed upon. So I just want to place it on record. Thank you.
I think it's undisputed fact. We resolved in that way that any person affected on the matter to be, on our table should receive direct invitation from the committee secretary. And I'm sure it's regrettable that that was not done as resolved by the committee. But nonetheless, I think the fact that Mr. Mkhize is here, let's give him an audience, if we agreed. Okay. So, Baba Mkhize, you are welcome to the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. We have received your documents that you have got a matter that you wanted the Parliament to look into it. Here we are. We have brought the Parliament next to you to present your case, and we'll take it from there. This is the opportunity that we are now going to offer you. First, you start by introducing yourselves your name as they are in your identity, documents. I'm saying this because even if we don't say, raise your hand and say it, so help me God, the proceedings of Parliament deem to be taken under oath. We expect to be told the truth and nothing less, nothing more. You tell us what it's worrying you in a context of, substantive truth that will make Parliament to be in a position to help where it can. Thank you, and you are now welcome to take the podium.
Hey, okokuqala nje na zawo bingelele ekhaya ezulwini lamandla amakhona igama likayise nendodana kamoya ongcwele u-amen ukhona endlini kuwumusa nesihawu ukuba endlunkulu namhlanje kulesi sikhathi. It is a divine appointment. Kusemkhulekweni wami nje noma ngibona ngihlezi namadoda abaholi bezwe lakithi, kusemkhulekweni wami ngibakhulekela nje. Siyawubona umsebenzi enimenzayo omkhulu omuhle lapha ngaphandle, uyancomeka. May God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Chairperson. It is with great sense of humility and respect
for me to be accorded this opportunity to before Parliament today.
Amenlome phambweni uApostle Philile Bomi Mkhize Paul known as Paul I'm a servant of God ngila namhlanje njengo ubaba nomama enibona mephambweni sorry ngubaba ngumama phambweni namhlanje mhlamba nikaze nabona umuntu ophethe double nansi agenda made in family ngubaba ngumama today ime phambi kwale parliament ngiletha i request yami okwenzeka ngo 2004
as I appeared before this select committee chairperson I represent both the both gender, the feminine gender and the masculine gender. I'm about to relate a story about an incident that took place in 2004.
Yes. Amen. People of God, in case I'm going to talk about 2004, August ekhaleni ukukhulela kwankosikazi kwami kwathi ngo-March ngo-March 2000 same 2004 besihlala eThekwini la besihlala khona and singisebenzele eThekwini ikhampani besiyisebenzela beseThekwini
in 2004 I was staying in Durban with my wife. The incident that I'm about to relate to took place in August, but the entire story begins from March.
In 2004, uThembela Matiwane besihlala sonke eThekwini wayekhulele epregnant, waba nje enama labor pain ngalezo ikhathi kusukela ku December, ngo-December waba nama problem, a pain problem. Amthatha ngomuse clinic, eKloof clinic ayo.
My wife Thembeka Matiwane fell pregnant in August 2004. Subsequent to that, she experienced some labor pains in December and I took her to Kloof clinic for examination.
Emafike Kloof clinic bamcheka uThembela waye right ngakhulu kusho ukuthi kuwa ama cases nje ezomuntu esifazana noma ipregnant bamenza onke nje into abamemeza abamcheka zona ethi clinic wacheka waba right ithe ngo December wathola ukuthi manje mina naye umasqoka nje waplan ukuthi no ucabanga ukuthi ayotholela umntwana engase Cape Town abese duzane ngoba sinendawo la eCape Town besihlala na la eCape Town company ethi khona na la eCape Town.
She got examined in the hospital and it was discovered that it was just normal labor pains. She came back home. We once had a discussion afterwards and she expressed her wish that she would have preferred it to give birth to the child in Cape Town. That was on the basis that we have a residence here in Cape Town and sometimes we come down to Cape Town because our company also does have a branch in Cape Town.
Ekuthe ngo February 2004 uThembela kusho ukuthi nje no ngo January 2004 sekuphela uJanuary uThembela wasukukhuphuka ngamgibelisa lana eza eCape Town but no angeke akwazi ukungena eplane because manje this is sakisekana about 5-6 months into ezinjalo so kungcono ahambe ngebhasi wagibela ibhasi weza la eCape Town wafika eCape Town ethole yonke i-treatment ngale Durban so uma afika la eCape Town okay ngathi kumele enze i-booking because besihlala lana edrobheni 31 Vineyard Road eClermont And ngathi okay makenze ibookings eclinic wathola ukuthi inelo ibookings isibhedlele siseduzane iMopri Maternity Hospital ngathi makawenza ibooking so waya wenza ibookings ngo February round about ngabo 12
in January she traveled to Cape Town she couldn't take a flight because she complained that she was already 6 months pregnant she then took a bus while in Cape Town I advised her to go and do a booking in the Mopri clinic because at that time we were staying at number 31 Vineyard Road in Claremont.
So kuthela ngabo yi 14 nje nalapha kuye u January u February uthembela wase kwathembela wase hamba kwenza ama bookings nonfikeni eMopri Maternity Hospital. Uthe makafika lapha yana eMaternity Hospital uThembela efika ngabo 6 ekuseni ask my brother ukuthi am transport ayomshiya esibhedlela lapha eMopri. So ayomdropa khona ngabo 6 o'clock in the morning. So uthe ekufikeni kwakhe lapha yana eMopri Maternity Hospital ngabo 6 o'clock walinda lapha ekhiwini a first patient from KZN eza ngapha. Walinda lapha yana eMaternity sekhiwini ekulindeni kwakhe lapha kwaze kwashaya 7 o'clock 8 o'clock. Wangifonela ngo-8 o'clock ukuthi soloke ayilindile ekhiwini akathendwa ku-athendwa abantu ekudala bakhona so kuthe laphana nga-intervene ngase ngifona mina ngifonela isibhedlela ukuthi akwenze njani because lo muntu ebelapha from 6 o'clock ngiyibona into enjalo.
Jefferson, I would like to apologize as an interpreter that there's a crucial evidence that I omitted when I interpreted the sentences before this one. When my wife came to Cape Town, she had all the medication from KZN with her. And the booking was done in February with Mopri Clinic. So she went to Mopri Clinic in February at 6 o'clock a.m. She remained there, but nobody attended her because I had requested my brother to transport her to Mopri Clinic. She was never attended to until she let me know. After that, I called the hospital trying to find out as to why was she not attended to.
After that, uThembela, okay, but say, mangifonela, I ngathola ulona a secretary bekathi khona. Wathi kimi no, ngamtshela umsebenzi wakhe, uyawazi umsebenzi into ayenzayo. And then wathola ifone. After 30 minutes, wafona khona uThembela, wathi kimi ekhala inyembezi, athi uxoshiwe lapha esibhedlela. Uxoshwe lapha reception nenese bekade khona but uThembela basuka ngapha emakhaya bazotetela la edrobheni bafuna the best treatment into abayaziyo nje kuphela.
During that call I spoke to a secretary who was in charge. The secretary said I shouldn't tell her about her job because she knew what she was doing. After that, she dropped the phone. Shortly thereafter, after 30 minutes, Thembeka called me again. She was crying at that time, saying that the hospital has dismissed her from the premises to say she must go back because people from rural areas have tendencies of coming to urban areas to seek better treatment.
So athi kimi unesi lokade lapha esibhedlela umtshele ukuthi nje into abayaziyo njena ubufeve babantwana bamantombazana amancane and bambe belala akahambi nje ayahambe ukuzibona ukuthi njena kuye kule bhedlela zasemakhaya and from lapho ekhala laphayana athi manje uNkosi uphumile and manje uye eteksini ubuyela emuva manje ekhala kakhulu njena very sadly. So ngaphakamisa
as she was reporting that to me she was crying, complaining that the nurse in charge told her that she must go back home because the only thing that they are good at, the ladies from rural areas, is prostitution, and they get pregnant, they want to come here. So when she called me, she told me that she was on her way to the taxis to come back home.
Kushuthi ngalo ngase ngithumela imoto kubrother wami ukuthi amkhawulele endleleni amlande. So wahlangana nendlela into iteksi kade kuye wathola ukuthi isimo sikho right. wamthatha wambuyisela endlini wamshiya endlini. After that wapata, I couldn't speak to her almost 2 days azange abe right afterward. And then I pick up the phone ngafonela isibhedlela ngacela usister in charge ukuthi ngikhulume naye. Ngamthola usister in charge wayekhona ngakhuluma nangathi sister in charge kune case eyenzakele lapho esibhedlela ngesikhathi esithile. Kukho ipatient efike lapho igama lakhe uThembela so ebefaka ama-text uta blue. Usita inshaji wathi ngumbonile lo ntombazana kade khona iphuma ekhala lana didn't know what was happening. Ngathi lo ntombazana uxoshiwe.
After that I requested my brother to go fetch her halfway as she was coming back home. They came back home. After 2 days, her situation deteriorated. I then decided to call the hospital. I requested the sister in charge. I spoke to the sister in charge. I told her that there was a lady on such and such a date and time who arrived at the hospital wearing blue check suits. That lady was Thembeka, and she was not assisted. Instead, she was chased away from the hospital. The sister in charge did confirm that she did see the lady in blue track suits. And I told them that as she was dismissed, that her situation was deteriorated.
From lapho ke uThembela ke wahlala laphayana wathi no uzalinda ke after ngikhulume naye after 2 days wathi no uzadla le treatment abamnikeze yona eDurban ihlufu esuke naye ihlufu wahlala lapho. So ngithe ngikhuluma nosister ke esho kanjalo wathi no into azoyenza yena uzambukhela azomnikeza the next date next month nje i-appointment wamnikeza i-date yangeyi 29 of March ukuthi makaphinde eze laphayana esibhedlela.
Thembeka then remained at home after those 2 days. In the meantime, she was taking treatment that she had brought from Durban. I did call the sister in charge again. She undertook to make a booking for Thembeka. The subsequent date was the 29th of March, which was the following month.
So again on the 29th of March kunyanga elandelayo uThembela Matiwane waya esibhedlela kuseni ngathumela ubrother wami ukuthi amlandi futhi amamdrop esibhedlela ngo-6 o'clock. Wamdrop esibhedlela at 6 o'clock in the morning. Still kwenzeka same case uthi manansika wangifonela ngo-7 o'clock lapha kuthi eyi akwenziwa lutho lasoloko ahlezi ekhuwini uyayibona loo nto le. Ngaze ngafona mina again futhi ngafona usister in charge ngamcela no-nurse in charge ekhona untshuthi ukuthi naye uThembela ukhona nabo kudala afikile ngo-6 o'clock. And there's nothing eqhubekayo ngaye.
On the 29th, Thembeka went to the clinic again. My brother took her to the clinic and dropped her there at 6 o'clock a.m. She remained there until 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, because she was complaining that nobody was attending to her, I then called the sister in charge again. I reported to the sister in charge that Thembeka was complaining about the fact that she was not being attended to and she had been there as early as 6 o'clock that morning. And I told the sister in charge that nothing was happening to her and she was not being attended to.
And then after again, ngamfonela uThembela laphana ngabo 9 o'clock ukuthi ngibuza ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. Then ngo-9 o'clock uThembela Matiwane wathi kimi no sebam-athendile sekwabo 9 o'clock into abamfake yona i-drip uyayibona nto into eyenzakalayo unama-pain uyayibona into enjalo. Ngathi okay ngizalinda-ke until-ke ngibo ukuthi kuqhubekani.
9 o'clock I called again and I discovered that Thembela had been placed on drips. She said she had a lot of pains, and then they placed her on drips. I then said to her, "It's fine. Let her stay in drips. I will wait, and then call again to find out about progress."
Ekuthe ngabo 3 o'clock ntambama ngase ngifone again wathi I know usembhedini kodwa nje i-drip isaqhubekeka naye. Ngaphinda ngafona laphana ngabo 9 o'clock ntambama. Mangufona ngabo 9 o'clock azange saphinde ngumthola uThembela.
I then called again in the afternoon around or at 3 o'clock. Thembeka was still placed under drips. And I also called again at 9 o'clock in the evening. When I made that call at 9 o'clock, I couldn't reach or rather get hold of Thembeka.
Ngasengifonela again isibhedlela ngathola usister insha unesi in charge lapha ngathi nokunekhesi njengala Thembeka wathi nokuThembeka babhizi naye usehotini nabodokotela ngathi okay that's fine I'll phone tomorrow morning then ke wabe ngaqhubeka and then ngey-30 in the morning ithe ngisalele ekuseni ngathola i-call from Durban kwathiwa kimi eDurban mangenza indlela ukuthi ngigibele ngise-Cape Town.
Then I called the sister in charge again. That was after the call that I had made at 9 o'clock. I called the sister in charge again. The sister in charge said to me, Thembeka was being attended to by the doctors and the nurses. She was in the ward. So I should just relax. So then I relaxed. The next morning, on the 30th, I received a call from Durban. Informing me that I should go to Cape Town.
Ifone ngangiyiphola ngalelo ngayithola ku Dr. Dlamini engifonela ukuthi ngize Cape Town. Ngathi Dr. Dlamini angeke ngibaze ukuze Cape Town because i-date yami ukuze Cape Town kumele ngize ngeyi-4 zika-April sengenze ama-booking ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi kunomcimbi sebesukwenza i-celebration nje yayo yonke ukulona ukuzalwa komntwana kuzabe kuyi-full 9 months. Wathi uDr. Dlamini kimi angeke sikwazi kumele ngenze indlela ngigibele noma kanjani. Ufike Cape Town.
The call that was from Durban was from Dr. Dlamini, who called me and said I must go to Cape Town. I said to him I couldn't go to Cape Town on that day because I was scheduled to go to Cape Town on the 4th. And my planning was that I would be in Cape Town when the child has been born so that we'll have all those celebrations and so on. Dr. Dlamini said to me, no, that would be impossible. I had to go to Cape Town on that very day.
Ngashaya uvalo nami immediately ngingazi ukuthi ngizoyenza. So ngayenza indlela ukuthi ngigibele nge-Cape Town ngitshintshe ama-bookings ami lapha kangiwathola ama-bookings kumabhasi and all that. So ngaloko ngizama nje all the transport ukuze Cape Town. Kuthe ngabo 3 o'clock there was one ilona i-airline, i-British airline ibedlule eDurban ina one seat kwathiwa ikhona i-seat ekhona iwane e-Cape Town it's about 3,500 isingile. Uyabona ngathi okay lo trip uzayithatha nge-Cape Town ayikho enye indlela. Ngabhuka 6 o'clock, ngagibela ngo-6 o'clock. 6 o'clock ngabe singigibela ngiba se-Cape Town by 8 o'clock. And then but I must come straight to Mopri, Groteskier.
Then what happened thereafter was that I had a little bit of anxiety and a fright when it was insisted that I must come to Cape Town. I then looked for a flight to come to Cape Town. Fortunately, there was a British airline which had a space for one person. I booked it, and I flew at 6 o'clock, and I was at Cape Town at 8 that evening. Then I was told that when I disembark from the airport, I must go straight to Mopri, to Groteskier Hospital.
So uThembeka ngizohlangana naye manje ngithi Groteskier Hospital ICU elele lapha
So I met Thembeka again on that day of the 30th at Groteskier Hospital. At that time she was at the ICU.
So mangifika lapha bangise hotini umthole lapha ngithole uDr. Manzi. Bangise lapha ehotini mangifika ehotini kuthiwe now kusho ukuthi ngithole ukuthi bambuze nge-foil and ufale sorry.
Okay, just hang on for a minute. I'm sure relax, take water, and when you are ready, come back. I want to believe, honorable members, you understand the emotions, where they come from. We have to be patient in that regard.
When I arrived in the ICU, I saw Thembela. She was covered with a foil on top, and the eyes were covered as well.
So ngifike ngombona uThembela ngihambe ngumcheki ngumbambe nje inyama ngithi ukuthi inyama ngiyazibamba ngithi ukuthi inyawo zakhe ziyabanda kusike ukuthi lo muntu kudala efile lo. And then after bese ngiya kuDr. Mazi, Dr. Mazi, tell me what is happening la. Ngibona ngithola ukuthi kanti yes, uDr. Mazi. Ngithola ukuthi mangumbamba inyawo ufile ukuthi unjani enyaweni ngithi ukuthi nolo muntu ngosekudala efile ngoba uvalwe ngefoil and uvala amehlo, uvuleke amehlo. Ngifike ngumvala amehlo nje ngibona ukuthi nolo muntu akasekho yayibona into le.
When I got to her, I touched her on her feet, but I discovered that the foot that I touched was cold as an indication that this person has died long time ago. And when I checked the eyes were just widely opened, but one could see that the person is dead already. I then closed her eyes.
Ngimangqeda ngase ngiyaku Dr. Manzi, ngimbuza nje Dr. Manzi, kwenzakaleni kuThembela? Athu Dr. Manzi, one of the nurses bekade khona ehotel lapha yana, athethi na Mr. Mkhize, the only thing imobile maternity hospital iyenza ma late referral, asazi besingazi ukuthi into esizayithina nje ngoba lethe umuntu sekaso, nathi bekungeke into esizoyenza. Balethe sekuyi-case nje enje, so we don't know ukuthi kwenzakaleni.
When I inquired from Dr. Manzi as to what really happened, Dr. Manzi said he didn't know as to what had happened. But when he had inquired from a sister that was in charge, the sister explained that the Mopri clinic normally give them late referrals. So Thembela as well was a late referral to Groteskier. When she arrived at Groteskier, she was in that medical condition.
So ngathi mangibuka bekukhona amanye ama cases ayi-2 eceleni kwakhe wabomama abanye nabo bengaphefumuli kumatheka ukuthi nabo ngathi same situation. Kusho ukuthi kule hoda balele kuye nabo ungenamuntu bavaleke nje bavuleke amehlo kanjalo. So ngase ngithi ku-Dr. Manzi, no, let me go and make the arrangement because ngiyabona ukuthi lo muntu akasekho emhlabeni, and then I'll come back again ngiqale kahle yonke into phansi ukuthi ngibe ukuthi kwenzakalani. Then from lapho ngahamba ngakwenza i-arrangement zomngcwabo ukuthi kumele mbele nje umngcwabo.
After that there were 2 other women lying there. Then I checked them as to what was their condition. I discovered that their condition was similar to Thembela. They were normal. I then told Dr. Manzi that, Dr. Manzi, since the situation is like this, there is nothing that I can do at the moment. What I would do, I will go back home to make certain arrangements, including arrangements for funeral. Once I've completed that, I will start afresh to do a full inquiry.
So ngithi mangiqeda ke bese ke ukuthi hayi ngibuze ngithi umntwana ukuphi, but hayi umntwana usemobri maternity antenatal hospital. So ngidrive ngemobri ke lona engabo 10 ebusuku fike emobri hospital ehotini, ngifike bangilindile ngumthola umntwana elele namanye beyi-3 kwilona kwibasket lezakhona esibhedlela, untombazana kade ephakathi nendawo. Usista in charge labayana athi, oh, nangu phakathi nendawo ulona umntana wakho yintombazana. Ngithi laba manje bona athi hayi, nabo umama babo same case basesibhedlela lapha emobi eloneni eGroteskier. Ngithi okay, bese ngithatha lo wami-ke ngumgona ngumnikeza i-bonding and all that, ngihamba no-brother wami bese ngumncelisa after that. From there bese siyamshiya sahamba-ke ebusuku ngehlo.
when I came back, I inquired about the whereabouts of the child. They said the child is at a mobile hospital. I then went there. I found the child. The child was still alive together with other children. From there, I took the child. I fed the child. I then left with my brother. It was already in the evening.
So ngenza ama arrangement omngqabo ngangqaba ngeyifozi April 2014 ngaqeda umngqaba lenzithe after umngqabo mase ngibuyele esibhedlela ke manje ngawucela ifile kulona ku Dr. Susan Professor Susan Focus obokuyena kade in charge e Mobile Maternity Hospital who is the head antenatal clinic.
Then I completed the arrangements for the funeral. The funeral took place. It took place on the 4th of April. After the funeral, I then went to the hospital to ask for a file. The person I approached was Professor Susan Focus.
Dr. Focus, what do you mean to lend any file? Not only the file, I want to go and I want to go investigate what is what happened in Uthembele because Uthembele being a cool and in a little. So long as I'm going to Uthembele, Uthembele is in a Zangombona hospital. So, Dr. Focus, what in Ongan was a good holy file? Ngalwanga ngilwela nje ifile ngalelo langa ngisesibhedlela ngalo ifile base banginikeza idate ukuthi ngiphinde ngibuye ngangehla nginyuka from Durban ngiza ngapha.
When I asked for a file from Professor Focus asked me as to why did I want the file. I told her that I wanted the file because I wanted to know what happened to Thembela because Thembela never had a problem or a medical problem that would land her in hospital for the entire period that I had known her. So, Professor, as we were talking, I argued strongly. I fought to get the file, but I couldn't.
Until Ilona, the superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Van der Merwe, banginikeza idate ukuthi I must come back ngibuye if I bazolenza read. Nganikezwa idate yaka August ngabuya ngizothatha ifile, I must pay 165 rand. Ngakhokha 165 rand ngithola ifile. And then ithi mase ngilitholile ifile, ngathatha ifile ngalistadisha ifile.
What was that?
Ngoba August. Nguye ngizothatha ifile ngaya ngagibela ngisuke eThekwini ngiza ngapha ngilonge yama in and out umntwana ngomshiye ngapha with the cousin. So ngo-August ke ngalithola ifile, uma ngilithola ifile ngalithatha ngabhata ngakhokha 165 rand ngase ngilithatha ifile. Wangibuza uDr. Focus ukuthi le file ngiyolenzani, ngathi ngiyolistadisha, I'm going back to Durban, ngizoyenza ama investigation.
I then came back in August because they had told me that I can come back for the file. They were going to reconstruct the file. Then the file was given to me. Professor Focus asked me again as to what is it that I was going to do with the file. I said I wanted the file because I wanted to go through it, I wanted to study it and do further investigations. For that file alone, Jefferson, I paid 165 rand.
Thereafter, ngase ngiqala investigation yami myself from Durban, ngaya eKloof ngibuza ukuthi kwenzakaleni ngoThembela. EKloof bathi no, thina bangirefer, I was there eKloof bangirefer ukuthi I must go to St. Mary Hospital, ama-Ilona isibhedlela barefera kulo umuntu maka ney'nyawo evuvukele umuntu opregnant. Then I went to St. Mary Hospital. Uma ngifika St. Mary Hospital, ngacela udoctor kade in-charge uThembela. Dr. Matelengisa, I think they was from Africa, who in charge no Thembela, and this was card. So we attend the case at Yongo, but my friends were investigated what you abana records are at Thembela, like Spedler, so Thembela Zanga, and this was card. Spedler, the only thing in an operator is to learn abana records. Since then, no Utimanjo is blown. Imopi ifonele iclue ukuthi nalomuntu uthathe ifile investigate, then the records are disappear kanjalo. Ngathi okay, ngicela ilona I register book, yes, Bedlela. Yes, yes, St. Mary's. But no, you cannot. It belongs to the hospital. I know I need to.
When I started my investigation, I started by going to a Kloof hospital. I wanted them to give me the records, all the records that related to Tembela's medical condition. They said to me, they normally do their referrals with St. Mary's Hospital, so I should go to St. Mary's Hospital. I went to St. Mary's Hospital and discovered that Tembela was never referred by Kloof Clinic to St. Mary's Hospital. I then went back to Kloof again. Then they informed me that normally what they do, if there are people who are pregnant with swollen legs, they would refer them to St. Mary's. But another information that I discovered was that a Mowbray clinic called Kloof to inform them that I was investigating the case of Tembela. So that's why I think all the documentation, including files, disappeared.
So ngathi mangifika laphana St. Mary's Hospital, uDr. Matele Ngisa ngiyamkhumbula ngoba uyena owathi ngoDisemba awangathi kuye, Dr. Matele Ngisa uThembela uyahamba eCape Town, sicela ukuthi njengoba ishintsha iprovince kube nencwadi esuka kule province so that mangafika kwiprovince enye bakwazi ukum-accepta. Because loo nto ibalulekile kakhulu, ngicela ungibhalele loo ncwadi. Wayibhala incwadi just ukuthi bamrifele ukuthi angeke saba phansi kwe-St. Mary's uzaya eCape Town because ayodedela khona. Wanginikeza loo ncwadi leyo.
When I went to St. Mary's Chairperson, I was attended to by a foreign national doctor, apparently from Africa, by the name of Matele Ngisa. Dr. Matele Ngisa was the one who wrote a referral for Tembela to be transferred to Cape Town.
So that time, from Aleso Skati, ngasengqala ke namanje emsebenzini ngayenza iarrangement ukuthi ngicela ukuthi senze ama-transfer ngizohlala ngapha eCape Town, ngizokwazi ukuthenda umntwana kahle, ngibe nomntwana, ngizohlala ngapha. And then ubrother wami sizotshintsha, yena azohlala eDurban, mina ngizohlala ngapha full time. Ngase ngehla ke ngizohlala ngapha eDurban, eCape Town. Uma ngifika eCape Town, ngasengqala ke manje ngenza i-investigation eMopi, ngase elona e-Woodstock Police Station, ngaya e-Woodstock Police Station. So Mowbray Police Station, Mowbray Police Station, ngirifera ukuthi no, Mowbray under Woodstock Police Station. Ngaya Woodstock Police Station, ngathola upholona Inspector Jones, Mr. Jones, Inspector Jones, okuyena owa-attend i-case lami, ngavula i-case lapha Woodstock Police Station.
When that happened, Jefferson, the following thing that I did was to make arrangements for my transfer at work to come and reside in Cape Town so that I could continue with the investigation and also be able to take care of the child properly while in Cape Town. So such arrangements were carried out. I came down to Cape Town. While in Cape Town, I approached Mowbray police station to open an investigation. But Mowbray referred me to Woodstock because they told me that Mowbray was under the control of Woodstock Police Station. So I spoke to Inspector Jones. Inspector Jones was the one who attended to my matter and opened the investigation.
Kukela ngaleso sikhathi uMr. Jones waqala ukuinvestigate i-case ke lapha obabizi nami ngahlala ke la eCape Town nga-attend umntwana ngaba umama ngenza everything ngokuthi umntwana ngumathenda kanjani. And then after that uJones ke eloku eqhubeke nje uthi masika aqedile uMr. Jones wenza investigation wangibiza weza kimi wahlala nami phansi uMr. Jones wathi Mr. Mkhize, I've done my investigation although i-Mowbray maternity hospital abafunanga ukoperate nami, it was so difficult ukuthi athole information baloke nje bavela batshona yonke loo nto le.
After the investigation, Inspector Jones called me, he sat me down, he explained to me as to what transpired during the investigation. Another thing he highlighted was that the Mall Free Maternity Clinic did not want to cooperate with him during the investigation. And he gave me the details relating to that.
After that, Mr. Jones was sala phansi wangibonisa nami wathi okay now ama file I've done ilona investigation yonke nayo J56 wonke ama file waphethe then ngase ngithatha mina ama file safe ke mina ke ngayoqala manje ngawenza njani ngayovula I case e magistrate court e Cape Town I magistrate court ibe I case yayi under ulona u judge Ingrid Freitag.
Then Inspector Jones gave me the details inter alia was the J56. It's J56. It's JC56. Then after receiving that JC56, I approached Cape Town Magistrate Court. I spoke to Magistrate Ingrid. I spoke to Mr. Mako, who is in charge of the whole Cape Town Magistrate Court. And I then opened my case with him.
From 2005 to 2006, kwabanzima kakhulu manje ukuthi case ingene laphayana eloneni Magistrate Court. I end up manje Mr. Jones athi akhona ukuthi ngithola e Magistrate Court laphayana. I end up mina ngiya self ke manje Magistrate Court ngiyofuna i-file. Uma ngifika e Magistrate Court bangisokolisa kakhulu e Magistrate Court i-file azange ngilithole. Ngathola ukuthi manje ngagcina ngilo eloneni e Magistrate Court ngathi anginophuma la i-court i-file ngingalitholanga. You see, from there ifile latholakala ukuthi lalifihliwe khona laphayana eloneni e-court. You see, liphansi kwamanye ama-file namanye ama-file.
I then went back to Magistrate Court to find out about the investigation. But when I was there, nobody knew where the file was. They said the file was not there. I remained there because I fought for the file to be taken out. Apparently, the file was concealed or hidden somewhere, and they then took out the file.
And then from there lapho amangqe uthola ifile leyo and then from kwathi manje iminyaka lokhu ihamba uthe la ngo 2007 abuye 31 that was the first time manje ilona ifile manje likhona lesesibedla li attendwa ulona u Ingrid Freitag and then ngase nginikezwe I date ke manje ye court ukuthi ke izongena nini I court lapha na iyo I date yakho na nganikezwe u December 8 2008.
Then I got the file, Chairperson. That was in 2006. When I got the file, I was told that the matter was going to be transferred to the High Court. In the High Court, I'm sorry, Chairperson. The matter was in the Magistrate Court in 2006. I was then given a date for December that the inquiry will be held in December by Judge Ingrid Freitag. That was no longer 2006, Chairperson, it was now in 2008. The inquiry was going to take place in
2008. So, 2007, now Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was again, what Mr. Kiz, the only thing that I discovered lapayana with the investigation that I answer, the post-mortem was never done. Mothembela and enye into ulona uprofessor Susan Focus wavele wangitshela ukuthi na uthembela nje wavele waba ne-PE claimsha so ayikho enye into nje isigulo vele waba naso waba ne-PE claimsha ngamphikisa mina ngathi nothembela azange agulo i-PE claimsha yini loo nto leyo ngayibona lo nto Obusuthi kuleso sikhathi ku 2007 ukuya la ku 2008 bengiloke ngihlangana no Inspector Jones. Uinspector Jones ngamukela owathi kimi Mr. Mkhize ilona into ayidiscoverile lapha yana the inansika azange yenziwe. I-postmortem was never done. I-postmortem wabhala ne-report yakhona ukuthi ayenziwanga i-postmortem report. The only things in that I discovered lapho ukuthi kade befidana ukuthi umunye benza ama-affidavit ukuthi wena bhala ukuthi. Ama-affidavit ayelaphana kwakwama-affidavit ayi-4.
Another information that Inspector Jones gave me was that in Tembela's case, there was no postmortem conducted. What happened, all the individuals that were involved were influencing each other to write affidavits for every term. So that is what happened. For the record, Chairperson, from me as an interpreter now, I would request the chair to indicate to the witness that the witness is free to remind me at all times as an interpreter if I have forgotten or omitted something, because something crucial may be left out. Thank you.
So kushuthi after that unansika Inspector Jones esefike ukuthi ilone postmortem was never done, and then ngase ke ngiyithatha i-case iyongena from eloneni e-magistrate court, nganikezwa i-date ukuthi amasikhambi nge-date yange-8 December 2008. So yafika i-date yange-2008 yangena inquest ngalelwanga. 13 inquest yayiqala ukungena Western Cape after 13 years, understand, because lona le investigation ngayenza le. This was the first case ye inquest e Western Cape.
After my discussion with Inspector Jones, Chairperson, I received a notification indicating that the inquest was to take place on the 8th of December 2008. And according to my investigation, I discovered that that particular inquest around the death of Tembela Matiwane was the first inquest to be done in the period of 13 years in the Western Cape.
So it came out the case on the 8th of January, December 2008. Isicelo sami enganginaso kulona ku-judge in Friday. Ngacela ku-judge in Friday because ngathi ngicela ukulona ama-affidavit ayibhalile lapha A4, enye yayibhalwe ulona uprofessor Liebenberg, uprofessor Susan Focus, and then uprofessor Linda Liebenberg osebenza e-UCT hospital oyi-head of gynecologist wabhala ilona i-affidavit, and then no-Dr. Dlamini nomunye u-Dr. u-Dr. Henning kwakwabo udokotela webodwa abanama-affidavit. So ngacela kuyilona kwi-magistrate court. Na magistrate court iyangixaka le case because kule case lena akekho ulona i-secretary owayekhona esibhedlela ngalelo langa. U-nurse in charge, u-sister in charge. And ama-affidavit wabo ngiyawacela abe khona. And ngicela no-Mr. Jones abe khona, the inspector kade investigator i-case. And ngicela ne-file lase ilona i-register file eyasesibhedlela kusukela ngo-February up until March.
The affidavits that were in the file, Chairperson, were affidavits of the following individuals. It was Professor Focus, Dr. Linda Lindenberg, who was the head of gynecology unit, Dr. Dlamini, and Dr. Mas. But what I argued was that I wanted an affidavit from the secretary that was in charge at the time when Tembela was admitted. I also requested an affidavit from the nurse or sister that was in charge when Tembela was admitted. I also requested an affidavit from Inspector Jones as to what is it that he experienced as he was carrying out the investigation.
Ngacela ne affidavit ye social worker belisebenza esibhedlela ngaleso sikhathi. Then u-judge Ingrid Freitag ngase ngicela ne consent form eyayibhaliwe eyayimele ibe khona lapha esibhedlela, because we file kwilona kwi affidavit ka Professor Linda Liebenberg. Kulona uProfessor Liebenberg uthi uThembela Matiwane ugogo wakhe weza wazosayina i consent form. And manje i-consent
I also requested an affidavit from a social worker who was also part of the process, and also a copy of a consent letter that was consented to for the operation, because there was a claim from Professor Linda Lindenberg that Tembela's grandmother was the one who came to hospital to sign the consent form.
Hang on, Mr. King.
Khona ngokulibala oku important kakhulu. So okay, angisamba kahle. So ngase ngicela nansika futhi i tapes from February ne register book yase maternity yase Mobile Maternity Hospital from February mhlazana uThembela aya lapha esibhedlela until u March 29. Ngathi ngicela lo register book icopy yakhona nama cassette awe phone engangicommunicate nabo. From esibhedlela amathelefoni inansika priyama ilona ilist yama calls ekade ngiyenza.
Now I'm sorry, Chairperson, now I was thinking that maybe I forgotten something important. I also requested for the register from the Mobri clinic for the period Tembela was first seen, or from the period February until the 29th of March, and also the telephonic calls transcript of all of the calls that I made when Tembela was in Mobri clinic.
And then asike ngicela futhi okunye nakulona naku Dr. Ingrid Freitag ukuthi
I just want to compose myself for a few.
Honorable Mohapi.
Chairperson, without really directing your meeting, can I perhaps request that maybe we have a 5 minutes break? Because if you check, there's quite a number of incidents, and for the benefit of the petitioner, I think maybe if it's possible, if you so permit, allow us to give him a bit of a break just for the time that can be determined by you, please.
Okay.
Also for the benefit of us, because you
your
know...
concentration.
Yes, please.
Okay. I think it's but particularly that you are struggling with something for now. We'll then have... Just 5 minutes, indeed, just to stretch leg and recap and drink water. Come back, because these things require serious concentration. You don't come and mess up things when he has taken the time to explain. Thank you very much. 5 minutes.
This is serious.
Serious. They say within 24 hours they will take legal actions against you.
Unless you must ask.
They will take legal actions.
You write a letter and ask for extension.
This is SARS.
I'm talking
something else.
SARS. Extension.